Roger Plooster. I'm an area agronomist for Golden Harvest Seed Company and based out of Sioux Falls, and I'm covering southwest Minnesota.
Roger, it was a really challenging 2018 for many Minnesota farmers. I want to begin by asking you about the harvest season and how uniquely challenging you thought it was. Have you seen many falls like this one?
You know, I've been in this business for 29 years, coming up here in December, and you hit the nail on the head. Challenging would be probably putting it mildly. No, to answer your question, this has probably been one of the toughest, no question about it. And it started, obviously, from planting on, for most guys anyway, throughout southwest Minnesota, just been a struggle all year long.
As far as where the harvest is at today, is it 100% complete? I mean, are there still a few fields where you see some corn out? Hopefully no more soybeans. Where are things at?
Yeah, I'd say it's got to be 99%. You're right, probably not 100%. There's a cornfield here or there, a few beans, but probably no whole fields to speak of. Mostly just some spots where the guys couldn't get in and waiting for it to freeze up, things like that. But pretty well wrapped up. But there is a field here or there yet. Yep.
How would you describe the performance of the crop this year when you look at the yield results?
Yeah, overall, there's areas throughout southwest Minnesota that actually had a phenomenal year. You know, actually started out a little bit dry in the spring, and they still had some pretty extreme rain events, but were able to manage it and handle it and had a pretty good year. But for the most part, obviously the yields are down. You know, over the last couple of years, we've had a lot of growers that had farm averages in that 220 and maybe even above in some areas, bushel per acre range. And this year, you know, it seems like that 170 to 180 farm average, and unfortunately, in some cases, even a little lower than that because of the excess moisture, is going to catch most of it.
Yeah, I'm hearing from farmers from many parts of southern Minnesota, they didn't get all of their fall field work done. Some of the tillage, anhydrous, things like that, that are going to have to carry over to the spring. Is that the case in your territory?
Yeah, no question about it. We were fortunate. I don't know what percentage is done, but the guys worked at it hard and really did a great job of getting things done, given the fall conditions. But again, same situation, just like you're hearing and seeing. There's some fields that didn't get worked, and definitely going to put some pressure on the spring again, make for some challenging conditions probably this spring.
So there's a factor when you start to think ahead to next year's crop. What else do you want farmers to be thinking about right now as preparations are underway?
You know, I think two things. You're right. It looks like it's going to be a challenging spring again in 2019. With the moisture and that type of thing, the wet fall coming in here, lack of tillage in some cases. But I think the thing to remember is, you know, this hopefully is a once-in-a-lifetime situation for most of us anyway. And unfortunately, we didn't learn a lot this year. You know, it was challenging all year long. And I think we've got to put this one behind us and kind of look back at the past 3 years, look at, you know, past experience with hybrids and that type of thing, and try and base our decisions on that and not just on this 1 year. I think we'll make some mistakes if we base it on this 1 year.
Anything else about this past year or the year ahead, Roger, that you want to make sure we talk about?
You know, I'm going to switch to soybeans here just a little bit. I think a couple things that I've been talking to my guys about quite a bit is number one, inoculating your soybeans. I want to make sure after the last couple of years of really saturated fields, those types of things, make sure we're inoculating our soybeans so we can get the very best inoculation and thus the very best yield possible there. So keep that in mind. The other thing is, if we think back a little bit through most of southwest Minnesota, not all, but most of 2015 was a big white mold year, Sclerotinia white mold in soybeans. We rotated to a lot of those same fields again in 2017, and guess which fields we're going to be rotating to again in 2019. Not in every case, obviously, but if we're in a corn soybean rotation, we're rotating back to a lot of those fields, and there's the potential for having some real Sclerotinia white mold issues this coming year. obviously conditions have to be right, but I think we need to keep it in mind when it comes to variety selection, planting rates, some of those types of things. So keep that in mind on the soybeans. And like I say, on the corn, let's not base all our decisions on this past year. We've got to look at, you know, the past couple, 3 years and try and base our decisions on that and move forward.
That's interesting on the white mold. I remember the thinking with soybean aphid pressure used to be an on year and off year, and I think that thinking's gone away. But now with white mold, you're sensing that maybe there is a little bit of truth behind, based on rotation, that there are on and off years for white mold.
You know, it's interesting. A few of us kid around and say odd years are the white mold years, and obviously that's not. There's no scientific basis to that. But if we look back to the past and look at field history, and this doesn't hold true for everybody, like I said, but 2015, we rotated back to those fields. Like I say, in 2017, we'll be rotating back to those fields, a lot of those fields again in 2019. And if there's been a history of white mold, let's just remember it, because it doesn't go away in just a year or two. You know, the potential will still be there, so.
The last thing I've got for you, Roger, and speaking of rotation, I'm hearing more and more farmers talk about fewer soybean acres in 2019. Certainly the price situation would lend itself to that. Is that what you're anticipating too?
You know, that's going to be very interesting. I've asked a lot of people throughout the meetings we've had this past fall, things like that, what their plans are. And, you know, surprisingly, at least the guys that have been in the corn-soybean rotation have kind of said, you know, hey, I'm going to stay with that same rotation. That seems to be where I pick up my best yields and that type of thing. And, yes, I would anticipate there's going to be some change, but I'm guessing at least, you know, the guys I talk to seems like the growers I talk to seems like they're going to stay with business as usual, which is probably a smart move, you know. And hopefully, you know, this price jumps up a little bit. I got to believe the powers that be will try and buy some soybean acres to make sure we do plant some soybeans and keep those acres at least somewhat consistent. So we'll see. You're right. Commodity prices would say bean acres are going to be down, but throughout southwest Minnesota, I'm anticipating they aren't going to be down dramatically.
Roger, some good information today. How can our listeners get in touch with you?
You know, I'll tell you what, you can always get a hold of us at our CR products and performance and that type of thing at goldenharvestseeds.com. And I'm just going to put a plug in for a couple products, G90 YL4, G97 N86, and hybrid we call affectionately GOH12, so it'd be G00H12. Really stood out as far as our corn products this past year. And soybeans-wise, of course, we've got a great soybean lineup all the way from our 1852 X's, 1915 X's, 2041 X's, 2231 X's, all did great. And you can see that yield information and find out all about those products on goldenharvestseeds.com.